Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and I'm bringing you the weekly challenge number 171 on the 100 Word Stories podcast here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Ooh, that kind of introduction, it's so much like so many other podcasts. You know, it mentions a name, mentions a site, the URL. Where's the fun in that? Well, I don't know. I won't be doing that again, but what I will be doing is bringing you all the stories that folks have sent in on the topic of unprepared. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a billion stories this week. Now, to figure out who goes first, we tally up who won in the poll last week. Mick Bordet of Some Other Scotland, he won, and he sent in a topic for next week. But he didn't say, well, at least I don't see that he sent in a story, and I'm checking Gmail here, not there. So Mick is probably working on a really cool Some Other Scotland. So congratulations, Mick. And we're going to go with a rookie. At least I think this is a rookie. I can't remember anymore. It's Elizabeth, and she sent in a story real quick, and so she didn't record it. So we all know what that means. So here's Elizabeth's story.
"What do you mean you don't have a fire extinguisher?" I asked Gary in a low growl of a voice. I, he replied. Then he just looked around nervously. The fire leapt even farther away from the candle in the sink and started quickly eating the walls around us. "And you can't just physically put out the fire, too?" "Not really." "Fine," I muttered, thinking of how much the dorm would charge us for this. "But if we get out of here, I'm showing you my magical powers." And then I showed him my claws.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and the strange midget who read your story for you. Hopefully you'll get some recording equipment set up to record, or maybe, you know, farm these out to a... They actually record for people in India and China, I think, now. It's like recordforyou.cn or something. I don't know. But they do that kind of thing there, in addition to take everybody's jobs and all of our bad treasury bills. The text for the stories can be found in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites and find links to everybody's stuff. But before you do that, let's go ahead and go through all the other stories. Because, you know, I tempt you with, hey, yeah, go do... It's, wait, hold on. Before you do that, you better listen to the rest of them. So here is Lewis Moton. You may know him as Dedrick Moriak. And by the way, he's gotten his... not only does he have his site, he also posted another Blue Hair podcast. So be sure to check that out. And here is Lewis's story.
"As the night turned into morning, a man was still working tirelessly, completing his latest project. A crowd of spectators had gathered, talking amongst themselves, questioning what it was that the man was doing. "Eureka! I have finally finished!" His tools fell to the ground, and the man started to walk away. Some reporters quickly went after him to ask about his feat. Some of the onlookers started to walk up to a large contraption of wires, pipes, screws, and duct tape. The reporters were unprepared for the man's response. "It's a machine to program the time on VCRs."
Cool. Although it took him quite a while, because now I'm going to need a VCR. Thank you, Lewis, a.k.a. Dedrick, a.k.a. Agent 7. I don't... Actually, he's Agent 12. Agent 7 is just his cover. Next up is TJ from, you know, the TV thing. You know, TV is the new reading, and roller skating are the new sneakers, and flying cars are the new jump ropes. Flying cars are the new jump ropes, I think. Here's TJ.
"Hi, this is TJ. I am a North Dakotan, and this is Unprepared. Unprepared. Her mother's lemon pepper chicken and rice always received rave reviews, and Sally was determined to wow her husband's supervisor and his wife. This meal could make or break his promotion, Sally fretted. Now, what's the recipe? The secret was chicken stock, simmered into the rice for an hour at 350 degrees. She'd already set the chicken breast to marinate with peppercorns and lemon slices in the refrigerator. She got the rest of the house ready, set the table, one last primp in the mirror. She froze, horrified. The chicken was still in the refrigerator. Honey, I'm home.
Oh, Lucy, you ditzy. What color was her hair? Oh, red. Redhead. Thank you, TJ. By the way, in addition to TJ's podcast, Laugh Out Loud, take a look into that. Those are old radio serials, and there are others out there that collect them up because a lot of them, if you look on the Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive, you'll see, like, Mel Blanc. You know, the guy who did all the Bugs Bunny cartoons? All of his stuff is out there. You know, all these old-time radio and sitcom stuff, they're out there. And, what was that one? Life of Riley, when it became a TV show, before it was a radio show. And all of the Life of Riley is out there somewhere. It's all out there. And it's all real cool. And it's like, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. But Mel Blanc, take a look into Mel Blanc. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Bugs Bunny. Oh, Daffy Duck, and all that. Hey, check it out. Trust me on this. Okay. Here we go with Guy David. He does music for the beginning, the ending, probably Anima's story, too, and a few others. This one, he said, oh, this one's going to shock you. So it's going to shock you. So prepare to be shocked.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 171. I'm Guy from music.guydavid.com, where you can find all of my music available for free download. That's music.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is Unprepared. Enjoy! I unbuttoned her shirt and kissed her neck slowly and softly, delighting in her sweet moans. She responded by nibbling softly at my ear. I took off my own shirt and rubbed my bare chest against her erect nipples. She reached out and unbuttoned my pants, sending her hand inside, grabbing my penis, who reacted by stiffening and rising, meeting her hand halfway. I shivered, waves of pleasure crawling up and down my spine, and grabbed her firm buttocks. She breathed harder as I started pulling her pants off. I was unprepared for the firm member I found there.
Whoa. Whew, that's a shocker. And yet, you know, it's totally okay for some folks. So, you know, you can either be surprised or pleasantly surprised. That's totally up to you. I'm not going to judge. And believe me, if there were some sort of argument over it, why don't you go to the White House and have a beer with the president over some really ugly patio furniture? Whew, all right. Dodge that bullet. Next up is Anima. Is she prepared? Does she think she's prepared? Maybe she's not prepared. Unprepared? Yes, let's see. Let's find out what Anima is doing.
Weekly Challenge 171. Unprepared. This is Anima, and this is my story, Unprepared. Thank you, Guy David, for the music. Unprepared? Me? I am the epitome of preparedness. I have ready bags in the closet. Red is for beach, blue for mountains, and the duffel has Arctic gear. My pantry is stocked with food for a year, and there's a sheet cake in the freezer in case company drops in. I've started my doctorate thesis, even though I have not been accepted to grad school yet. My car is current on all factory-suggested maintenance, but I have a bicycle as backup. I even have a second bike as a backup to my backup. My pants? Of course I put them... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed. And pants is the secret word this week. You win something, I don't know. Somebody send her something. Tell her that she won. Next up is Linda. Oh, let's find out what her condition is in. I was going to say what condition her voice is in, but I watched The Big Lebowski again. I keep watching it. I don't know why. I just keep putting in the laptop and sitting on the patio, and one day I'll understand that movie. It's a Wonderful Life, but the opposite. I can't describe it. Maybe Linda can describe it. Here she is with her story.
Hey everyone, it's Linda from sisterpepperspray.blogspot.com, and to make it even more tongue-twisty, I now have a Tumblr account that incorporates the blog and the comic strip and even my tweets, you know, my oh-so-important tweeting. That's at lindanaclario.tumblr.com, because, you know, who else's name am I going to use, right? This week's challenge was unprepared. And I actually wrote this way, way early in the week, but then, you know, I lost my voice, and then the power went out, and so it's Friday again, and it's raining. So if I suddenly cut off, it's because I was struck by lightning. Or a tree limb. There was a tree limb, and it just, like, came right down, like, right where I'd been standing, taking pictures of flowers in the rain, which is just brilliant. Don't take pictures of things in the rain, kids. This week's music is by Guy David. I finally took the plunge because this week it's different. Usually I'm like, oh, go for the silly crap and everything. This week I just went weird. A lot of my early writing and stuff, it would be really weird and abstract, and people would be like, what does that mean? What does it all mean? So, there you go. Enjoy. I came here totally unprepared. I had never been a human before. I had no idea what I was meant to do. Looking around me, I noticed I wasn't alone. It didn't make me feel any better. Those around me taught me how to dress and how to think. I learned their language, ate their food, drank their drink. I felt safe. Then one day the sun illuminated another path, and I wondered if I could be someone else in this lifetime. I'm totally unprepared for what comes next. So is everyone else. I feel okay about it. Alive.
You know, being a human is highly overrated. I'd suggest being a cat. You know, the little bastards are out there on the patio. Bruin is running around on the sidewalk, you know, running back. He always runs. And then he plunk, you know, pops down, spreads out. He's bigger space-wise. You know, he spreads out bigger than Nardo. He's kind of lanky. But Nardo, you know, when he spreads out, you know, he's, you know, brrr. He's not all that fat, though. He's lost a little bit of weight because, you know, Bruin's keeping him up at night, nervous. He was inside the side table, you know, curling his tail up so that Bruin couldn't get the tail. And Bruin's like, I want the tail. I want to play with the tail. I want to play with the tail. Because he loves playing with Nardo's tail. Nardo hates it, and then they fight. So Bruin's eye is watering a little because Nardo got him. That's the kind of thing that the vet just looks at. It's scratched cornea. Yeah, that'll take a few days to heal up. Yeah, try to put this goo on it. Better yet, just let them, you know, heal up on their own. And now you're like $500 short. And it's like, oh, great. What did I do this for? So, he'll be fine. Now, if he goes around walking in circles because he's blind in one eye, that'll be another thing. But, no, he's looking okay. He just, you know, got bopped. It's watering a little. So, anyway, I'd be a cat. That way you can get bopped in the face and be half-blinded. All right. Next up is Norval Joe, and he points out, apparently, a mistake that I did. You know, if I leave somebody's story out, you know, send me a note. I keep these in Audacity Project format for, like, a few days, and I can fix it. And, yeah, I know it'll screw up the poll. I don't care. I'll just say, hey, all the votes for Planet Z, now they go to this person. And they can start with Z's votes, and I suck at all that. So, here is Norval Joe, my apologies, I'm sorry, which is more than you'll get out of the president or some angry Harvard professor when they screw up and call a cop stupid. So, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm so sorry. Can we just share a beer?
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 171, with the prompt of Unprepared. My story is called, before I get started, I had a crappy week. It started on Saturday when Lawrence left my audio out of the podcast, but that's okay. He said I didn't have to pay the entry fee this week. That'll give me enough money to take my wife to a movie tonight. Then Jeff left me off the pole at Great Heights. I told Mick Bourdais that I would write my 100-word story about two Scotsmen imitating Irishmen telling limericks, but I was too unprepared to get that done. Well, I guess I better get into my story. No, wait. 98? 99? 100? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, Norval Joe. Can't you ever win? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But Jeff leaving you out of the poll at Great Heights, I mean, that's just cruel. Well, yeah. By the way, Great Heights, greatheights.blogspot.com. I keep mentioning it every week. Every one of you has heard it before. You'll hear it again. He got like double digits of stories again, and it's like, cool. Yeah. I know it's like all 5 hours long over there, but they're like long stories. So you don't have to listen to the god-awful stories at Podcastle. You know, it's like, oh, unicorns jacking off on each other with rainbows. Ugh, yuck. And then, like, what's that horror one? Pseudopod? That Aleister Crowley dude or whatever? God! Man, not just his accent, but he's just bad. And whenever he does escape pod, I'm like, skip. Now, when Norm Sherman does it, he's badass. And he's over at... I want to see somebody on this podcast. The first person on this podcast to get their 100-word story on Drabblecast, on Norm Sherman's Drabblecast, I'll buy you a DVD off of your Amazon wish list. There. That's the challenge. The newest challenge. Get on Drabblecast. There. You get on the... badass of badassery. Yeah, I know I've been going longer than he has, and I've done more stories, and I actually do 100-word stories where Noam Sherman just collects them all up, and he does a few songs on demand. Ha ha! Yeah, right. Let's see you run a marathon like I have. But first person to get on Drabblecast with their 100-word story, and not just in the comments. No, 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 Justin, you're not going to sneak in that way. No. And so that's why I slip these things in the podcast, to see if people actually listen anymore. So, and then Norm's probably going to be like, so you old timer, you old coot, you old retiree, the young whippersnapper is going to kick your ass with a banjo. Yeah, uh-huh, whatever. So there you go. That's the challenge. That's the challenge in the weekly challenge. The pudding in the pudding. Oh, by the way, here's Ellie. Ellie goes first this time. Then Justin. You can wait, Justin. So here's Ellie and her story. And check her link. It's not the, you know, she's not the space turtle. She's got another link there. So check that one out. And all the people's links are in the show notes, in case I didn't say that enough. P-Rose!
She was the most beautiful thing he'd ever laid eyes on, with her soft skin and golden curls. He often wondered how he ever got so lucky as to have such a beauty in his life. Her baby blue eyes twinkled as they followed him across the darkened room. He hastily continued searching through his pant pockets. No, not there either. He smiled sheepishly at her and continued his search, finally finding one in the dresser drawer. Slowly sliding her undergarments down, he braced himself by placing the clothespin on his nose, only to have forgotten the wipes.
Oh my god, you've forgotten the wipes. Thank you, Ellie. By the way, this is where I'd normally put a baby wipes, yes, or Arafat joke. But he's been dead for over 4 years, so the evil red binder, the baby wipes. Look up on, I think, Yorish.com, and also Israeli Cool, in their ancient archives. They've got that covered. It's just some funny stuff. Oh, the good old days. There never were any good old days, really. You just look back and think of the horror your life has become and think, you know, that slightly lesser horror that my life was, those were the good old days. Yeah. Oh, speaking of good old days, here's Justin with Space Turtle.
Space Turtle.
Justin Lowmaster here with today's 100-word story. I had my reading last Wednesday, and a few people showed up. My wife showed up, Crap showed up, and Mick Warday of the Some Other Scotland podcast showed up, even though it was 3 in the morning in Scotland. But I'm trying to adjust it around so I'm not conflicting with places like West of Ireland. Then I found out another thing is going to go move to the time slot. So I just got to figure out if I want to... What do I do? Anyways. So the story topic is unprepared. And I was prepared with this 100-word story. Unfortunately, not everyone was prepared. Apparently, when you die, there is a waiting area. Oh no, you didn't! You wait there for judgment until after the apocalypse. I taught you so much better. I died in a car accident. I told you to drive carefully. I wasn't prepared for this long wait. You weren't much prepared for a whole lot of things, apparently. So I'm waiting here for who knows how long, listening to my late mother constantly berate me. Don't talk that way to me, boy. You've shamed our family. I can't believe you died in a dirty pair of underpants. Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Justin. By the way, his story time with Justin is cool. You know, you go to the beach, you listen. And he's got the... Now, he reads his stories there, and he reads his stories really well. You know, he did the robot, the statue, God, I can't remember, Brett Saberhagen, I think? But that was at West of Ireland, but his stories, when he reads them, it's just magic. And maybe if he has time, you know, maybe I'll give up the nut in the tree and infest his beach like a sand crab or something. I don't know. It's Turtle Beach. There are no room for sand crabs. There are no sand crabs in baseball. Anyway, just... he'll pick a time. Although Wednesday at 6, that's Matthew Perot and all this, and everyone's always at some other time, and there's not enough hours in the day. There never is. There are plenty of minutes in the day. And there are plenty of minutes in my cell plan, but there are never enough hours in the day. Next up is Jeffrey Haidt. Now, he's got, you know, the Great Heights thing, where folks that, you know, I can't get my story down 100 words, I get 102. I know somewhere where 100 words is only the beginning. Although, has he come up, I can't remember, has he come up with a new motto so that he's completely broken away from the egg and he's off flapping on his own, away from the nest and out there, majestically soaring, Great Heights, the height of podcast fiction. Try that. In that voice, too. Great Heights. The height of podcast fiction. Clip that out of this podcast and just use it. Add some Guy David music. You know, some soaring. Ooh, Great Heights. The height of podcast fiction. All right. This is turning into an advertisement for Great Heights. So let's just play his story and I'll shut up now.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Haidt with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 171 with the prompt of unprepared. And I was prepared with another story. I had written it all up. Had a, you know, a school kid and a nun, and it was really good. And then my friend Norval Joe had to go and mention that he wanted a sports car because of his midlife crisis, one that would blow his toupee off. Then he said he didn't wear a toupee. I'm debating on whether or not to believe him on that one. Then again, with the amount of hair I have, I probably shouldn't pick on him too much. So, anyway, here's my story. And yes, there's a werewolf. I call it, I Was Prepared. I was prepared for the werewolf. I mean, it was not like he was stealthy or anything. I'd heard him howling every night for the last 3 weeks. So I went out and bought the silver bullets that were necessary to kill him. What I was not prepared for was the toupee. You wear a toupee? I asked, as he bent down to pick it up.
Well, a wolf's gotta keep up appearances. And it was a midlife crisis thing, you know?
So now, I prowl the streets and drink the blood of innocent bald men. This has been I Was Prepared by Jeffrey Haidt. If you even got the slightest giggle out of this story, or if you like werewolves and silver bullets and cowboys and that kind of thing, go over and check out Great Heights this week. We had 12 great stories this week. Yes, we made it to double digits. I'm very happy. If you think you can write a story and you'd like to join in, this week's prompt is a dog with dry skin. You have until Tuesday. Thank you very much, Lawrence, and until next time.
I like how he puts the prompts in here now. Makes it, you know, because I keep like, oh no, I forgot the prompt again. I forgot to check the prompt. I'm going to write a story this week. And I get out the BlackBerry and start tapping away, and then I get a phone call. Ah, I'm raising chickens. I'm doing this chicken stuff. I want this chicken. So where are my chickens? And it's like, okay, Beth, whatever. I'm just trying to tap out a story. Ah, chickens and all that. Hey, I'm going over and we're playing 3 gigs and, you know, playing the fun. Okay, I'm just, you know, trying to tap out this story. Come on. Can I just, you know, I'll call you later. I've almost got this story done. And then it's like, you know, Wednesday. Oops. Too late. But you got the prompt there. So, if, you know, the next week for here, the topic is already posted, but you know the topic now for there. So while you're listening to the rest of this, you can write about a dog with dry skin, which, you know, I think is, you know, you could answer with a recipe or perhaps a love story. Speaking of a love story, there's been a long-going love affair between Planet X and Planet Z for the longest time, but only now can it come to light. Here is Planet X.
Greetings, Earthlings. Planet X-Ray here again with this week's 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge number 171. So with the topic of this week's challenge being unprepared, it has reminded me that there has been many strange tales I've heard during my frequent visits to Earth. This is one I call Jimmy's Proof in my space journal. Jimmy leaped through one set of photographs and compared them to another set for the 100th time, always with the same results. It had cost him his job, but it was unmistakable proof of his quest of the last 2 years. He had thought at first that Lois was playing a joke when she told him during the big celebration party after Lex's ultimate defeat. Jimmy had spent weeks on end gathering all the photographs, newspaper articles, and interview recordings until he had undeniable proof. But even with all of this, Jimmy still was unprepared to acknowledge that Clark Kent was indeed Superman. Thanks for listening. The background music was called However, Whenever, Whatever by DJ OC.
Good music. Everyone always comes up with all these different cool tracks, and I end up using the same ones over and over again because I like them so much. I can't bring myself to change. I don't want to change. I really don't. I can't do that. Oh well. I'll just sit here, keep drinking my beer. I know it's 9 in the morning, but if you knew what I knew, you'd drink too. Thank you, Planet X. Next up is Danny Mockel. And, I'm just going to let his story speak for itself. Possibly even wash itself, go for a walk by itself, shop for itself. It's a grown-up story. And it can handle these things on its own. Although it's not very good at brushing its teeth. I got to admit that.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockel.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 171 on the 100 Word Stories podcast. The topic was unprepared. Here is my entry. Charlatok stood in line with the other veteran soldiers. The commander is awarding accommodations. Charlatok is proudly advancing to join an elite group who don the freshly killed head of a mighty grizzly bear. Charlatok digs his heels into the soft earth, holds his head high, and tenses his muscles in attention. As his commander lowers the head of the bear, he feels a massive weight of responsibility to protect his brethren soldiers and the tribe.
"Good job, Charlie. Next rank is Weblo, right?" his mom said.
The applause and screams from the tribe echo in Charlatok's ears.
Cool. I wish I was that rank. I'm not. I'm just a beginner. Level 0. Haven't even gotten out of the initial tutorial yet. I'm still learning the commands, but one day the system will flip and say, "You're level 1. Begin your adventures." Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Thank you, Danny. And be sure to check out Danny's site that talks about writing. Because we're all going through that struggle, although some of us are struggling less than others now that we've given up hope of ever making any money or revenue or fame or fortune or glory off of this and just do it for the love of it. Can't you feel the love that... hold on a second, I need to... By the way, when I said that I was drinking a beer, I lied. I know, I don't mean to lie to you. It's really Diet Coke with amaretto in it. Which, I feel, is just as alcoholic. I'm out of Jack Daniels. I had 2 bottles of it before, and well, the last time I told you that I bought it, I've drank all of it since then. So you can tell I've been a mess. Drunken, sloppy mess. Oh, and by the way, when it's noon, I'm going to go get more. Maybe I'll forget. Maybe I will forget what I have learned. Oh, I wish I could. All right, well, it's time for one more story. You know whose it is. It's Planet Z.
Yes, the motto of the Boy Scouts is be prepared. My motto is get in, get out, get receipts. Planning just bogs you down and hand-wringing and debate while carrying tools for every occasion just gets in the way. No plan survives battle anyway, right? Why bother planning? Instead, you need to be free to maneuver, quick to think, and scrounge what you need on the spot. So when the lady came up to the window asking for 3 Big Macs and fries, I sprang into action. "Bring me a cow, a sack of potatoes, and a sledgehammer," I shouted.
And that's it for this week on the Weekly Challenge. My name is Lawrence Simon. I have been proud and possibly a little smug to bring you all these stories by so many great people. In fact, some of them are probably the best people on the planet. You see, they gather in this headquarters called 100 Word Story Headquarters. Not very original, is it? But every week they gather and they share their stories and then they go out and fight crime. If you're a criminal, be prepared to be fought. But if you're just an average Joe listener like Joe and that other Joe and Joseph, who goes by Joe, well, you should go to podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com so you can see the text of the stories. You can see links to all these people and their secret identities. And also to vote for your favorites. Those aren't radio buttons. Those are checkboxes. You can check on one or two or make little pretty patterns and say, "Woohoo, this is a pretty pattern." You can finger it like a flute. And then the music will soothe your shattered soul. Or you can just select them all if you can't decide. Just let people know that you're out there. That's how I figure Planet Z gets 6 votes. 6 people just saying, "Present." Anyway, we'll have more next week. Thank you all for sending in the stories and for commenting and reminding me that I occasionally forget the audio. And if you can't get your stories down to 100 words, consider Great Heights. I keep saying that. Or if your story turns out, no matter what you do, to be about Scotland, talk to some other Scotland. And let's see. If you just happen to be extremely odd, I'm starting to get into the comic strip that Linda does, which has me worried. Oh, and if you do make a story and you don't know what music to use, go to music.guydavid.com. I'm just going to plug everybody. I give up. Oh, and if you're all about barbecue, Norval Joe has some great barbecue recipes. Or not. Oops. You know, this is usually where people just, you know, fill in with Adam Curry and this and that. And I probably should say something about Phil Rossi and the Crescent book. You know, he's come out with that. I was going to do something for him, but, like, there was a week and a half, 2 weeks, where I was supposed to get a login for something, and I realized all the stuff that he's doing, I'm just not important in his life anymore. I couldn't do it. And there's some other thing that, well, I did, and I finished. I didn't want to tell anyone what I came up with, but I couldn't. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, good luck with your stories. We'll have another party. And also, when Justin does post when his storytelling is, give it a listen. Come on by the beach. Oh, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.